This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. This morning, the news is that business application software company PeopleSoft finally has agreed to be acquired by Oracle. The boards of both companies have settled the terms. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Lisa Napoli. Lisa, this is something that's been in the news really for a year and a half. So let's start by talking about what these companies do.
Good point, Alex. These are not tech companies like Microsoft or Apple. They don't make products you and I would ever buy for our homes. Oracle makes databases, which sounds dry, but it's a very lucrative and an important business. PeopleSoft makes software for business use, stuff that helps human resources and accounting. That's a niche that Oracle wanted to buy into. It's cheaper than developing the programs themselves. But Alex, the real thing here is that even if you don't care about any of that, it's been a fascinating business soap opera, Silicon Valley soap opera. Hostile takeover bid, the Department of Justice got involved for a while, heads have rolled in corporate boardrooms, there was a poison pill to ward off the acquisition. There was even ongoing litigation about that. The two sides were going to appear in court this morning, in fact, but that's off now.
Well, what happened? Why did PeopleSoft finally say, oh, you know what, they're not so bad after all?
Well, get this. You won't believe it, but it comes down to money. Oracle increased its bid to $10.3 billion, $10 billion for a company that had $2 billion in revenue last year. Another thing that set the stage for this to take place is that a few months ago, the company kicked out the chief opponent to the merger, its CEO, Craig Conway. He was dead against it. Since then, the board's been trying to figure out how to squeeze more money out of Oracle. They wanted $31 a share. Oracle wanted to pay $24 a share. The haggling worked. They settled on $26.50 a share, all cash. You know, another thing, Alex, that helped pave the way was that 3 months ago, a federal judge said the government's antitrust claim was unfounded. And it's important to point out that the deal makes this combined company the second largest maker of business software in the world after SAP. That's a German company.
Wow, all cash. That's a lot of cash. So now what happens?
Yeah. Well, now the legal drama is going to go by the wayside as the practical realities emerge. I mean, the litigation will be on hold. It'll be dropped once the deal is finalized. That's expected to be in January. It's not clear yet what's going to happen to PeopleSoft's 12,000 employees. It's always appeared the staff might get cut in half if this went through, so we'll have to watch that. And, of course, servicing the customers that Oracle acquires from PeopleSoft is going to be important. And, Alex, as we all know, it's often a challenge when two companies merge, how you meld one business culture with another. So we'll see what happens. Also today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're working on a story about a different money issue. Why December is the busiest month of the year at the doctor's office.
Thank you, Lisa. Lisa Napoli of Marketplace from American Public Media.